Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had a fair amount of popularity on CNBC and in various publications. She was an ice blonde, E. Jean Carroll. And the years have passed and E. Jean's TV deal is gone. But she's written a new book, which I think the title, and I'm sorry, I don't have it right here in front of me. It's something like Who Needs Men? And it's one of those screeds in the wake of hashtag Me Too, which is not to say there are not legitimate problems in the workplace and elsewhere of certain men being boorish. Well, to help sell the book, E. Jean has this account buried in the pages of her latest tome about an encounter with Donald Trump in the trendy Bergdorf department store in New York, in one of the changing rooms where E. Jean was going to model a piece of lingerie that that the Donald said he was buying. It was a present for, quote, a girl. And the encounter, according to E. Jean, turned sexual. And so it has been portrayed by that that four-letter word, R-A-P-E, rape, by the Alphabet Networks and certain cable channels, CNN, MSNBC, etc. In fact, CNN, the Jeff Zucker wants to make you a sucker spin machine, which has only kind of hurt CNN, was back at it. They featured E. Jean on Anderson Cooper 360. And to, just to demonstrate how off the wall, how the credibility of a person can erode before your very eyes, listen to E. Jean Carroll as she is quizzed about the encounter by Anderson Cooper, who clearly was not expecting what E. Jean had to say about rape. This is from Monday night, Anderson Cooper 360 on CNN.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
Well, I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
Anderson Cooper was so flustered that things had gone to H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket, far from the Trump as a monster, to E. Jean, as the years pass, she has grown. There's no play. She's more and more ditzy. She says most people think of rape as sexy, and boy, Anderson Cooper sees the whole thing going down, and with it, more of CNN's numbers. So he cuts to a break. Now, looking for a break in a presidential campaign, which is almost as goofy as who is the little guy from California? Oh, that's right, Eric Swalwell, the guy who looks like a mannequin in the Sears boys department. So you've got little Eric Swalwell, but long, tall, big-time Marxist New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. They may have disparate height, but they're about even in the Democrat polls, which is zero. So Bill de Blasio, as mayor of New York, says, aha, here's my opening. And so this is what he said to one of the New York channels, I think that cable news up in New York City, about E. Jean's allegations against Donald Trump. Listen.
Now, this is the most serious of all the charges. The moment we in New York City with our police department have a complaint, we will investigate immediately. And we will find out the truth.
Mr. Mayor, who's going to file the complaint? I don't think it's going to be E. Jean Carroll. Now, I could be wrong, because obviously she's got her 15 minutes of fame, but it could blow back on her for a false accusation. So are you going to have your campaign manager? Is the de Blasio campaign going to file the complaint to try and give you some traction? And look, de Blasio may be a Marxist, but he's not a complete dope. He realizes his chances of winning the Democrat nomination are about as good as young Mr. Swalwell winning an arm wrestling contest. It ain't going to happen. So he's trying, I guess, to parlay his run. He hopes a Democrat will get elected and he can be made ambassador to Luxembourg. Or no, his real thing, since his wife is a big pro-Castro gal, they want to go to Cuba. They think it's a social paradise. And when you really stop and think about the Democrats, how leftist they are, remember that Bernie Sanders and his wife honeymooned in Moscow when it was then the USSR. So they had a full-fledged Soviet commie honeymoon. And I guess it was blissful. The politics, not the stuff that typically goes on a honeymoon. But there are a couple of other things that people aren't paying attention to. Number one, the Democrats got a court decision through a lawsuit that's going to allow them to deal with emollients. In other words, because Mr. Trump is a businessman and because the Trump Corporation, even though he stepped away and his kids run it, those who are not in government, the Democrats say, now we got a way. We're going to go into every bit of Mr. Trump's finances.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alan Dershowitz last night on the Fox News Channel reacting to the news that Robert Mueller, who did a kind of doddering, disconnected 9-minute statement and said he was retiring from public life, now has agreed, well, he's been subpoenaed by the congressional Democrats to show up July 17th. And just a word about Professor Dershowitz, who, during my days in Congress, I would debate on these cable channels, and later as an anchor at Newsmax TV, I would interview extensively. For most modern leftists, the term liberal does not apply. That is not the case with Alan Dershowitz. He is perhaps the last true liberal. Left-leaning politically, but liberal in the sense that he truly believes in the First Amendment and freedom of speech. And he also believes that every American should have his or her civil liberties protected. And that's why, as a civil liberties champion, as a civil libertarian, despite his Democrat registration, Dershowitz is shocked by the fact that the Dems are hauling in Mueller on July 17th. Now, Lindsey Graham, and I know first hour we were talking about Tom Tillis getting an endorsement from President Trump last night. And, of course, Lindsey's already gotten his endorsement from President Trump, and here's why. Since Lindsey App is now chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey, among the senators, Lindsey may be, well, just a little eccentric, but he's an important guy. And he's important to the president's defense. Now, understand, Lindsey and the Senate Judiciary Committee is not, they're not calling in Mueller. The Democrats are for a stunt, and Lindsey Graham says this thing's going to backfire. Here is Senate Judiciary Committee Chair and the senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
This will blow up in their face. The conclusions can't change. There is no collusion. That's what the whole damn thing was about to begin with. There's nobody on earth could bring an obstruction case based on these facts. The president gave 1.4 million documents to Mueller. McCann, his lawyer, testified for 30 hours. He made everybody available to Mueller that Mueller wanted to talk to, and he submitted answered questions in writing. So this president did nothing to stop Mueller from finding the truth.
Valid, but you know what I was drawn to in that comment? How Lindsey feels the need to cuss. I'll paraphrase the whole dang thing. It's what the whole dang thing was about, but he used that term. Old Lindsey was cussing again on national TV. Close circuit to Lindsey. You got to quit hanging out with Dick Turbin and the Democrats for lunch. They're teaching you to cuss in public. And no, Lindsey, it doesn't make you manly. It's not real cool. On the other side of the border, and in the other house, is North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. And Mark is not a lawyer, never played one on TV, but he is a committee member who has some oversight. And he says when Mueller shows up, he's going to ask about the wording of that supposed final report. And Meadows, as a businessman, instead of as an attorney, knows that lawyers love to play tricks with language. And that's what concerns North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. Listen.
It's about the connections to Russia. They carefully crafted their words, and I can tell you they made a connection to Russia that was not there. Adam Schiff knows it. Chairman Nadler knows it. Soon the American people will know it because this carefully orchestrated report that I believe that Mr. Weissman actually had a hand in is going to start to fall apart under cross-examination.
Well, that may be true, and I think Mark Meadows alluded to the Inspector General with a report that's coming out, and then a United States Attorney for Connecticut taking a look, really investigating the investigators. What was interesting was that last night, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff showed up on CNN reacting to the news of the Mueller subpoena. And it appears that old Adam Schiff was involved in CNN on an act of CYA. Listen.
We have any number of questions about the counterintelligence investigation and the role of the counterintelligence agents within his team, to questions about some of the prosecutorial decisions that were made. We have fact questions about some of the statements that are made in the report. So there are any number of issues that we wish to cover with him.
Oh, so now we're going to expand. Now, understand, there's old Adam saying we've got to take a look at counterintelligence. In other words, he's got to plant his own arguments and try to restructure this whole thing. But Jerry Nadler, and I didn't know Jerry Nadler was a big Carolina basketball fan, but we heard last night that the subpoena is to stick to the, quote, four corners of the Mueller report. No offense to you Tar Heel fans, y'all, but that means just a big delay or revisionist history. Once again, North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
And here's what we do know about Adam Schiff. He knows the truth. He knows what's going to come out. So this is his last hurrah. And what he's trying to do is frame the argument so that everybody can see that there's a problem there. And here's why I have a real hard time with Adam Schiff in saying this. When he goes in and starts to question the decisions that have been made by this prosecutor, who are we going to bring in next? The Supreme Court justices? I mean, when does it stop?
Memo to Mark Meadows. It's not going to stop with the left until Donald Trump is no longer President Trump. He's former President Trump. However they get there. Impeachment, election, resignation. Fill in the that's what they're after. And it's not just the folks on Capitol Hill with a D beside their name, y'all. And it's not just the first 10 of the 20 plus Democrat candidates who've converged on Miami for two nights of debate on MSNBC. No, it's no longer the traditional press. When we come back, the so-called masters of the universe. When we say Google, we're not talking about Barney Google with the goo-goo googly eyes. We're talking about that powerful search engine that keeps an eye on you and decides what it is you can see readily online.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cliff, hang on, man. You got the longevity award. You got the patience award. This morning, I'm going to get to you in just a minute. And just as soon as I said that, wouldn't you know, Clifford hangs up. That's the way, right? It's okay. You and I have some things to discuss anyway, Cliff or no Cliff. But I thought that shout out would be a nice touch. Ha! Fooled me. Back in the day, and I realize for you, this may be a history lesson if you're not a boomer or someone who didn't arrive on the scene until late in the 1970s, circa 1970, then Vice President Spiro Agnew gave a famous speech in Des Moines, Iowa. Ironically, it was written with the help of a man who would later become the token conservative columnist for the New York Times, and unlike today's token conservative David Brooks, William Safire. Back in the day, was an honest-to-goodness conservative. At any rate, Bill Safire writes a speech that that Spiro Agnew delivers in Des Moines, Iowa. Vice President Agnew decrying the nattering nabobs of negativism, the anchors on the alphabet networks, and remember the time in our history and the context of the speech. You only had three networks back in the day. A lot of, and this is really before the propagation of cable television, certainly before the video revolution. And so you had your basic three networks and you had your educational, which was in the process of morphing in to PBS, the Public Broadcast Service. But I think still in 1970, it was your NET, National Educational Television. So anyway, Spiro Agnew gives a speech that just has the networks up in arms. And suffice to say, from there, things went, it was not as if the networks were going to be completely objective to Republicans. But way back then, they used to proffer at least some appearance of even-handedness. That was really the beginning of the end. I mean, because if anything befell the Nixon-Agnew team, well, it sure enough happened. Now the time is different. Media is different. You and I have our computers, and we depend on a search engine. A lot of us, without thinking, go straight to Google. Well, our friends at Project Veritas did some great undercover work. Here is Google executive Jin Janai on hidden camera talking about how bad it was for Trump to get reelected and how Google is going to stop Trump in 2020, listen.
We all got screwed over in 2016. Again, it wasn't just us. It was like people got screwed over. The news media got screwed over. Like, everybody got screwed over. So now we're rapidly being like, what happened there? How do we prevent it from happening again?
Now, I guess that's Scottish brogue, but she says we've got to prevent it from happening again. The next voice you will hear, and no, it's not some auto insurance ad. It's an anonymous Google insider telling Project Veritas what has gone on at this internet giant, and the voice has been altered to protect this guy's identity. A bit of history and what we're looking at the here and now at Google. Listen.
Right after Donald Trump won the election in 2016, the company did a complete 180 in what they thought was important. Before, they thought self-expression and giving everyone a voice was important. But now they're like, hey, there's a lot of hate. And because of there's a lot of hate, misogyny, and racism, that's the reason why Donald Trump got elected. And so we need to fix that. And we need to start policing our users because we don't like to have an outcome like that. We don't want to have an outcome like that to happen again.
So what Google does, they use algorithms. When you punch up a guy's name, certain articles show up. Google is going to make it, if an article paints Mr. Trump in a bad light, boom, it goes to the top. And certain conservatives are basically outlawed. Now, on this program, we don't outlaw anybody as long as you speak clearly and correctly. That is, you don't start cussing us out. And that is why we are happy to welcome back a guy who had to leave us for a little while but was on hold for almost an hour. Here from Charlotte, the long-awaited Cliff. Good morning, Cliff.
Morning. Hey, I'm just curious, how can it be if the governor vetoes House Bill 370, how can it be unconstitutional when someone enters this country illegal? Do they have constitutional rights like an American citizen?
Well, they do not have all the rights of an American citizen, but, for example, Elizabeth Warren, one of the things she's going to say in the debate that the Democrats are going to have is she wants to decriminalize coming into the country illegally. Now, in the strict sense of constitutionality in North Carolina, evil Roy Cooper can do what he wants to down there in the governor's mansion. He's got the pen. He can veto that bill, and he's going to Because, again, his notion is to help his party, not help so much the country, but help the Democrat Party, you got to have those kind of voters. You got to bring in new people, give them amnesty. And really, this is nothing new. It started, gosh, a couple of decades ago under Mike Easley. Remember Governor Easley? He wanted to make it so illegals could come here more easily. And sad to say, he had some Republicans on his side nationally in the Bush family. So it may be unconstitutional from a federal level, but who's going to challenge evil Roy Cooper? I mean, in terms of who's going to take the case to take it to the federal courts about a state law? I think evil Roy gets away with that here. Cliff, I wish I had a better answer for you, but expect Roy to wield that veto pen and Democrats in the state Senate to stay in line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.